Alza tu voz.
Speak out.
A program for us youth.
Con información para nosotros los jóvenes.
Take action.
Sé activo en tu comunidad.
Make a change in your community.
Sé un líder.
Nosotros también contamos.
Speak out.
Alza tu voz.
Salinas Youth Radio Project, sponsored by the David and Lucille Packard Foundation.
Salinas, estamos viendo un crecimiento de artistas que están transformando de una manera colorida y positiva nuestros vecindarios. Hoy en Alza Tu Voz Speak Out platicaremos con artistas parte del Colaborativo de Artes Urbanas. Nos darán a saber lo que están haciendo y cómo la nueva generación de artistas se puede unir y colaborar.
In Salinas, California, we are seeing a growth in creative arts. Local artists are transforming our neighborhoods through mixed media arts, sculptures, murals, graffiti, drawings, and other art forms. Their effort is to create a healthier community. Today on Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, weekly radio youth program, we speak with artists from the Urban Arts Collaborative.
Let's welcome to Radio Bilingüe, Juan Carlos González, Liz Rubalcaba. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
Mi nombre es Lupita Zúñiga y junto con
Eduardo Velázquez
seremos los conductores del programa de hoy.
So to start things off, I just want to ask you guys, in your definition, what is urban art and how can you describe it to us?
Urban art, to me, it's the media that you use as an artist. Like for me, it'll be graffiti, spray paint. That's urban arts.
Yes, for me, urban arts, it's a mixture of different mediums. Just like Liz described, the mediums that graffiti artists use, as well as themes from the street.
And so you're talking about mediums. So in your group, what kind of mediums do you guys focus on most? Or is there even a medium which you guys prefer? Or do you focus on all types of mediums?
I think we focus on all types, and it depends on the artist, what's their preference. But we do try to bring to the table spray paint, because a lot of people think that's not art, or it's not a, you know, a tool for arts.
What were your reasons for joining the Urban Arts Collaborative?
For me, it was more what I would see in the streets, how people would treat us.
So that would inspire
artists.
You?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
For me, it's, basically the same. You know, I think that there is a lot of value in the artists and a lot of vision that using spray paint is seen as a criminal. And so with the Urban Arts Collaborative, we're doing something together, and spray paint, it's one of the mediums that we use, and we see it as a tool for artistic expression.
Y cada uno de ustedes es un artista. Entonces, ¿nos pueden decir un poco sobre su identidad como artistas y por qué son artistas y a ustedes qué quieren hacer con su arte o cuál mensaje quieren mandar? ¿Pueden hablar un poco sobre eso?
Bueno, para mí, desde que yo me acuerdo que era niño, ya tenía tendencias para crear, para yo poder expresarme. Y desde entonces siento que siempre he sido un artista visual. Y en cuanto al desarrollo que he tenido como artista, pienso que para mí es muy importante que las personas y los jóvenes tengan una forma de expresión y el ser artista es algo que se da, que es natural. Y este también es una forma de cómo, de vivir, de vida.
¿Y qué clase de arte te inspiró para continuar a realizar tu sueño?
Bueno, la mayoría del arte al que yo me expuse creciendo en Salinas fue al arte del mural, que aprendí a través de Hijos del Sol con José Ortiz. Entonces, el arte visual es el arte que a mí me ha atraído más que el mural, las pinturas en acrílico, las acuarelas, todo lo que sea visual, no necesariamente en un canvas, pero que sea plasmado.
Can you share with us a little bit también, Liz?
I started doing art because I got influenced from the neighborhood I live in. I would see a lot of graffiti artists, and to me, I would look up to them. I consider their art like beautiful, so that inspired me to start painting. You know, my work, I focus more on what I see that it's affecting our community. I also try to paint characters that I see in the east side, like El Paletero, you know, the farm worker, just different characters that a lot of artists don't use in their art.
Can you explain to us what the UAC is?
Urban Artists Collective?
Yes, the Urban Arts Collaborative is basically artists that came together because they saw that there was a lot of value in the work that we're doing together, and just living in this community in Salinas and knowing that there's a lot of artists out there that can benefit from having a community where they can have voice in this city, and also it's because we wanna invite our city officials and our community leaders to engage in that discourse of arts in Salinas, so we can decriminalize the creative expression of artists in general.
So lema or slogan is art is nature, art is healing. ¿Cuál es la historia para adoptarlo como parte de su identidad?
Muy buena pregunta. It came out because we live in the Central Valley. We live in the biggest city in the Central Valley. We live in the solid ball of the world. And it's just only natural for us artists to draw from nature, from our own nature, because we want Salinas to be known for what we grow, but healthy and organic, and that every artist has a way of expressing all of this, and I think that art is healing because we're all healing together.
Y el Urban Arts Collaborative es un grupo que es un collaborative entre artistas. ¿Y nos pueden hablar un poco sobre los otros grupos o artistas con quien han trabajado y han crecido?
Sure. Would you like?
¿Como lo que hacemos de artistas, las medias o...?
Así como con cuántos y quién han trabajado ustedes, así como artistas, grupos de comunidad y cosas así.
Como hace una semana... Al fin de semana estuvimos en el Festival de Cultura de Artes.
Caminos del Arte.
Caminos del Arte. Sí, y trabajamos con diferentes festivales que nos invitan. Ahí vamos con otros grupos de artistas.
En la Coreografía de Arte Urbano ha trabajado con varios grupos en... Como Liz mencionó, Caminos del Arte es una organización que se ha dedicado a tener ese evento cada año por 15 años. Entonces, nosotros queremos extender nuestro apoyo a varios grupos de artistas y él es uno de ellos. Nosotros tenemos otros compañeros con los que compartimos el espacio. Mm-hmm. De hecho, en la colaborativa de arte urbano existen jóvenes artistas de middle school, mm-hmm. de la high school y del colegio. Y también y tienen diferentes formas de expresarse, visual, música, la comida, diferentes cosas.
Fotografía.
Fotografía al igual. También hay otro grupo con el que hemos colaborado y que mantenemos una partnership together. Se llama Back to 12. Y ellos son un grupo de teatro aquí en Salinas. Y también hay varios grupos en la comunidad, como por ejemplo, independientemente hemos trabajado con West End Celebration, que ellos tienen una capacidad grandísima para tener artistas en la península. Uh-huh. Entonces, también hay otro artista con el que hemos colaborado y que también ha sido mentora del grupo. Su nombre es Martín Zúñiga.
Bueno, en nuestro estudio esta tarde tenemos artistas parte de Colaborativo de Artes Urbanos de la ciudad de Salinas, California. Nos platican su trabajo y cómo ellos poco a poco están transformando la ciudad con su arte urbano visual, al mismo tiempo que crean espacios seguros para que otros puedan expresarse libremente. Sigue con nosotros escuchando Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, aquí en Radio Bilingüe, KHTC 90.9 FM. Una pausa y volvemos.
On today's program of Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, we speak with local artists who are part of the Urban Arts Collaborative. They are talking to us about the work they are doing in the community at the same time they are creating safe spaces for free creative expression. We'll be right back.
¿Has tenido suerte para encontrar un departamento?
Todavía no.
¿Y el que te enseñé en el centro de la ciudad?
Fui a verlo, pero no creo que es para mí. Llamé para que me dieran más información y el gerente me dijo que es una comunidad muy religiosa y que ella quiere inquilinos que tengan valores similares a los otros inquilinos.
¿Qué?
Así como lo oyes, me hizo sentir muy incómoda cuando me preguntó sobre mi religión. Yo respeto las creencias de todos, pero no quiero vivir en un lugar donde tengo que profesar una religión para ser aceptada. Es una pena, porque el departamento tiene todo lo que quiero, además que está muy cerca de mi trabajo.
Es en contra de la Ley Federal y Estatal de Vivienda Justa discriminar a otros por su religión. Llame a HAC al 1-800-669-9777 o visite hud.gov y ponga una queja. Encuentre la Oficina Local de Asistencia Legal Rural de California en crla.org. Contamos con el servicio 711 para asistir a las personas con impedimentos auditivos o de habla.
Este programa se realiza con el apoyo de Radio Escuchas, que pone su granito de arena haciendo una contribución mensual o anual a Radio Bilingüe. Gracias.
Thank you. ritmo y color del barrio.
Thanks for joining us here on Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9 FM. We continue talking with the Urban Arts Collaborative. Art is nature, art is healing. The artists in this group not only continue to grow in their respective art, but also share their knowledge with children and youth from the community.
El arte es naturaleza. El arte es curación. Es el lema de este grupo de artistas urbanos que siguen creciendo y a la misma vez también se han vuelto tutores y maestros para otros niños y adolescentes de nuestra comunidad. So here joining us with us today is Rudy Jimenez. So thank you for being here, Rudy.
Thank you for having me.
So before the break, you guys mentioned that you would get invited to festivals and stuff. So is that how other artists find you guys to collaborate? Or how do you know about other artists?
That is one of the ways that we have come across artists. But also at the library, Cesar Chavez. Mm-hmm. That's where we have our after-school, program. And a lot of artists have gone there to volunteer. Also, they can find us on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Urban Arts Collaborative.
Is it on Instagram or an email where people can contact you guys?
Yes, they can contact me directly at, it's a long email, but it's juancarlos@urbanartscollaborative.org. Or you can just contact us through Facebook mm-hmm. on Urban Arts Collaborative. And we also have an Instagram account. Pretty soon we'll be revealing a new website mm-hmm. that we're working on.
So I know that you guys host a lot of workshops at different community events. So can you tell us a bit about these workshops and what kind of satisfaction that it gives you guys personally to be able to host these workshops?
Well, we provide workshops to the community in creative expression. A lot of our workshops mm-hmm. entails to bring the community together to share this space. We usually do a lot of live art. So doing live art, people get a much tangible experience mm-hmm. because a lot of times, like, we find ourselves painting, and because the Urban Arts Collaborative is basically a community of artists with different mediums. Mm-hmm. So when you bring live art together, you bring in different gifts, and you bring in different mediums that come together at once.
Mm-hmm. Do you always leave or try to create a unique art piece for the events you participate in?
Yes, we usually bring a big piece of canvas, mm-hmm. and we actually let the community or whoever's around paint on it. And we collect those, and whenever we have a show, we show those. Like, we had one for El Día de los Niños, and all the little kids that we do workshops with at the library, Cesar Chavez. And now they had their own show where we show their art, and we had that one hanging. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do different art pieces depending on the event. For instance, there was there's a mural that we did in for Family Day, mm-hmm. and that happened last year at Alba Organic, mm-hmm. and that's outside Salinas. And that mural, there was a live mural that mm-hmm. kids that came from the community came to paint, and that the Urban Arts Collaborative also helped in painting. But it also had the theme of, like, farmers. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. how farmers are so aligned. Organic farmers, mm-hmm. how they're so aligned with nature. You know, how do they, like, know that these beneficial insects, you know, and all mm-hmm. of that. So all of that is described in the mural. And it was particularly for that event. Maybe Rudy would like to share on how he does live art in his own art form for different events.
One of my art forms is I started as a young kid expressing myself through my skateboard. It's very unique thing to use and get to meet other people, because the park is where we get to interact and bring different colors and express ourselves in different forms. Mm-hmm. But as I started getting older, we understood that we live in an ag industry. It's like Salinas is like a camp. We have a lot of people that migrate over here. So we have a stability for us to create a healthy community around here, because we live here. So for us to being a resident here, for me, I feel like I have a responsibility, because my parents came out here and migrated to farm. So for me, being part of the generation, seeing this industry of how our culture has a big aspect to the world, and us being a little city, we have to understand what are we eating and how are we participating in the world, mm-hmm. and how they understand the ag, because we still living in poverty, and for me that's a problem when we support the whole world more like the belly. So as organic farming, for me it's a way to bring conscious in what we eat and how we express ourselves, because mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff that we just see on TV is just made up for us to consciously just give in and not consciously question what we're doing. Mm-hmm. For me, being an organic farmer for a year, I've been learning a lot of different experience from how we learn from nature and not try to manipulate it. Because we have, as men, we have created a way to try to get things done faster. Mm-hmm. So we have to respect nature and understand from her way. So at this point, we have a lot of questions, what's going on with weather and all these things. So for me, it's paying attention to Mother Earth, and she'll give us the questions. Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of art do you share within the collaborative?
My art, it's conscious with food. I do mandalas. The mandala represents the circle of life. Everything comes out of the mm-hmm. circle. So for me, representing that circle, we have a frequency that we're sending out to the world, when all our energy, it's getting produced dollars and health and education here. Mm-hmm. So for me, one of my art form is the mandala. For me, what it does is you want kids to participate in bringing colors to their plate, and also seeing from mandala, looking at it, you're unconscious, because we do a lot of things, but we're not unconscious of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we go eat, and we're not conscious of what does it have, or how does that meal got to our plate, or where did it came from. So for me, question what we do. Mm-hmm. Just because we believe something doesn't mean it's the right beliefs.
So what would you say that you hope to accomplish with your artwork?
My artwork is just kind of question people's belief in how we're growing and how to bring unity. Because we're so close, but we're still so divided. Mm-hmm. And we need to come within each other and see the roots that we've been here so mm-hmm. long, and We got to look at what nature has provided for us.
Mm-hmm. So speaking about the group's artwork, we know that a while ago you guys collaborated in creating a giant jacks and oil cans, which they were presented at the same time at the reconstruction of the Yellow Hats at Sherwood Park. So can you guys talk to us a bit about what other similar pieces you guys have created and where have you guys, can they be found?
Yes, that was, like you said it before, you know, the Urban Arts Collaborative, it's working in community. And that was the big opportunity for the collaborative mm-hmm. to meet someone renowned, such as the Three Hats, you know, mm-hmm. Oldenburg. And so Martin Zúñiga, in collaboration with Martin Zúñiga, he created the jacks. Mm-hmm. And the jacks were taken to the event site to mm-hmm. be worked by the Urban Arts Collaborative. Those pieces, they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's one in a school where I think it's one in the west side of Salinas. Mm-hmm. And there's another one at Rancho Cielo. Some of the jacks. So there are different places in Salinas. Mm-hmm. Since then, we haven't yet worked on big scale pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other pieces, other projects that the Urban Arts Collaborative has right now.
Mm-hmm.
That there's the vision that we have public art in parks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have big efforts with the Urban Arts Collaborative and the local urban gardeners
mm-hmm.
to create gardens around Salinas. And part of that efforts is to create also public art that is relevant to the relevant to our culture, relevant to the youth, and also, but right now, like, mm-hmm. I would say most of our work has been done in painting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mural that we want to work on that possibly is going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm. So we have to go on break. Gracias por estar esta tarde escuchando Radio Bilingüe KHCC 90.9 FM. ¿Tú has visto el arte en Salinas? ¿Qué piensan? ¿Te gusta o no te gusta? ¿Has participado en alguno de estos talleres? ¿Qué piensan del arte? ¿Es bueno o malo en nuestra comunidad? Únete a la plática. Si tienes una pregunta o un comentario, llámanos al 758-5432.
This is Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9 FM, and you are listening to Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out. Youth Radio Program. In our studio, we are glad to have Juan Carlos González, Liz Rubalcaba, and Rudy Jimenez, who are part of the Urban Arts Collaborative. Have you seen their art around the city? What do you think about it? Do you like it? Join the conversation. Your questions or comments are welcome. Call us at 758-5432.
KHDC, Chular, Salinas, 90.9 FM, Radio Bilingüe Network.
KHDC, Chular Salinas, 90.9 FM, estación de la cadena Radio Bilingüe.
Con la consistencia y perseverancia se pueden lograr los cambios y este grupo de artistas es un ejemplo de ello. El colaborativo de artes urbanos con su trabajo en la comunidad y guiando a la nueva generación para que se desarrolle el gusto por las artes. Hoy nos platican del concepto, sus logros y de sus futuros proyectos.
In our studio, we are speaking with artists from Urban Arts Collaborative, Art is Nature and Art is Healing. The group seeks to change the public perception about some forms of art, and at the same time, they teach others who have passion for art, sculpture, paint, murals, welding, graffiti, and among other forms of arts. We continue our conversation.
Do you feel more part of the community now that you have a space to call home?
Yes. And we also have, you know, we're able to produce our work now that we have a place.
Yes, I feel that I'm more part of the community, and I can, I think for every artist that there is out there, I think that for me as an artist, one of my biggest inspiration for doing this work is because I learned so much just from painting out in the street, from being out there and learning the needs of the young people. Mm-hmm. And having a place and having it from the city, it sends a message to all of the artists that they are welcome.
And before we actually went on break, you were talking about how you have some classes in your new studio space, right?
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. Since we got this space earlier this year, we've been able to produce a lot of our work. Mm-hmm. But we've also been able to convene different artists. We convene on Mondays with the Urban Arts Collaborative, and we do Círculo. During this Círculo, we check in with each other, and we share how our day is going, you know, how are we going to, what our challenges are. And we create more community within us. So on Tuesdays, we have open studios. So people from the community leaders, and people who want to work with us, they come to the studio and we give them the opportunity to speak to some of the artists who are doing live art when they come. That was the case today when we have two people from the community from Harnell College. Yes, and she invited us to share the space with her and her students. So we're going to continue having these conversations with her. But we offer the community a community-based class. The community-based class is for all artists of different mediums who want to work in community and who want to work together with us to decriminalize creative expression.
Entonces, can you give us the address and the date and the times of when these workshops are going to take place?
Yes, it is. The address is 1215 Lincoln Avenue, second floor, and they're on Wednesdays from 3 to 5.
Wednesdays from 3 to 5. Okay, so the address is 215 Lincoln Avenue. It's on the second floor. And these workshops run on Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Okay.
¿Ustedes también han sido parte o han colaborado con Construyendo Comunidades Saludables? ¿Y qué cambios se han hecho en esta colaboración?
Fuimos parte de la ciclovía, del festival ciclovía que hay en cuando cierran las calles. También, a lo mejor Rudy quiere explicar sobre su proyecto de organic gardens.
We also educate kids about Native American plants at Alba Organic Farms. We have kids from elementary from Frank Paul and Barton come by fifth grade. And then they get to explore the farm and get to understand what environment it was before we started getting all these toxics and chemicals. And for them to see what beautiful we can live in connection with all these beautiful things that give us a wisdom on animals and butterflies and transformation and metaphors. And also we're working and creating gardens and using the aspect of participating at Alba to bring more community-based farming and how to grow our own stuff and connect our kids with our parents, them working in farm and educating into school, because a lot of schools don't have no gardens around. So we had to bring that in conscience into schools, how we can have some gardens, and we're bringing that awakening through kids' development and leadership for them understanding and what landscaping we live.
Mm-hmm. So some of you make art that has grown into well relationships with businesses and other organizations. So can you guys explain a little bit about how this approach began and why is it that you guys collaborate with so many artists?
Well, part of the collaboration is that we spend our awareness about the things that we're talking about. Nature is art, and art is healing. So having a broader participation in the community and being aware that businesses in Salinas could benefit from having a vibrant community where artists are participants, fully participants, mm-hmm. to express themselves. And that can aid in decriminalize creative expression, because then businesses will see the value that art is bringing to communities. And if you look around the area, there's other places in the community around Salinas mm-hmm. where artists have a long history mm-hmm. of participation. And I'm from Salinas. I grew up in Salinas. And when I was growing up, there was a big movement of building murals all over mm-hmm. Salinas. So having tangible partnerships with partners mm-hmm. who are aligned with the collaborative, you know, with what Rudy's saying, with what Liz is saying, and what our other artists are saying in the mm-hmm. community, that, you know, that we deserve a place where we can create mm-hmm. and have and share that space with everyone.
Mm-hmm. So before we went on break, JC, Juan Carlos, you were talking about some of the murals and the paintings that you had, the group had over mm-hmm. Salinas. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, there is several murals that we have collaborated throughout Salinas, through our events and through our workshops. And some of those murals illustrate of the urgency that Salinas has for places to transform them through arts and culture. They are basically documents, visual documents that we have been able to bring throughout Salinas. And right now they're being displayed in the collaborative mm-hmm. studio at 215 Lincoln Avenue. They're all displayed on the floor. Mm-hmm. They're amazing pieces that I would recommend the community to see and reflect on. They are different mediums, different themes, and a lot of them, what's beautiful about these pieces is that people from all ages contribute to it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a beautiful thing, that when you have everyone working together, you accomplish a lot. Mm-hmm. So these are pieces where we accomplish a lot of conversation, where we accomplish a lot of healing and a lot of, like, expression. Mm-hmm. There's also another mural that the collaborative help put together, and it's I call it La Fresa, because La Fresa, I love fresas, but there's mm-hmm. something, you know, throughout the community that, you know, La Fresa, and then mm-hmm. So I brought that back to my attention, and I painted a big strawberry mm-hmm. And then Liz, she painted somebody, she did her own illustration as well as Rudy. But I think what is interesting about this mural is that it was very organic. Mm-hmm. It was a reflection of the work that we're doing as artists in the community. So that can be that something that people can access at any time, any day, because it's out there. And it's at 1700 Old Stage.
It's at 1700 Old Stage Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Salinas, California, 93908.
So since we were unable to talk to Julio, he wanted to know how they managed to get, well, how you guys managed to get permits from the city.
JC, we're more as a partner with the city. we're working with the city together. Maybe he can explain a little bit more.
Yes, thank you, Julio. That's a very, very important question to ask, and I will urge more youth to ask about it. Mm-hmm. There is a process that we go through. The Urban Arts Collaborative has a long history of working with the city. We just recently got the studio, but in my opinion, as an artist, I think that there should be more places like this throughout the mm-hmm. city. So there's always a process to get permits from the city, but there's also a lot of participation, and that has to do with youth like you, Julio, to go to city council meetings and express yourself the need for these places. And you're more than welcome to visit us at 1215 Lincoln Avenue.
Sí, gracias a Julio. We couldn't take your call, unfortunately, but thank you for calling. And if anybody else is listening and you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 758-5432. So with that, we have to go on break.
Gracias por estar esta tarde escuchando Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9 FM. ¿Tú has visto el arte en Salinas? ¿Qué piensas? ¿Te gusta o no te gusta? ¿Has participado en alguno de estos talleres? ¿Qué piensas del arte? ¿Es bueno o malo en nuestra comunidad? Únete a la plática si tienes una pregunta o un comentario. Llámanos al 758-5432.
This is Radio Bilingüe, KHGC 90.9 FM. And you're listening to Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, Youth Radio Program. In our studio, we are glad to have Juan Carlos González, Liz Rubaclava, and Rudy Jimenez, part of the Urban Arts Collaborative. Have you seen the art around the city? What do you think about it? Do you like it? Join the conversation. Your questions or comments are welcome at 758-5432.
Alza tu voz. Speak out.
Un programa producido por jóvenes, con temas para jóvenes.
Escúchanos los lunes de 4 a 6 de la tarde por Radio Bilingüe, KHDC 90.9 FM.
Comparte tus comentarios y opiniones durante nuestros programas de entrevistas.
Lunes de 4 a 6 de la tarde por Radio Bilingüe, 90.9 FM.
Alza tu voz. Speak out.
Salinas Youth Radio Project, sponsored by the David and Lucille Packer Foundation.
En el 2006 en California entró en vigencia la ley contra la insolación para evitar muertes causadas por el calor. Sin embargo, la ley no era específica y muchos rancheros no la cumplían. Lupe Quintero de Asistencia Legal Rural de California nos dice que se ha modificado y ahora los empleadores tienen que tener un plan de emergencia.
Si llega uno a enfermarse, ¿quién van a tener los primeros auxilios? ¿Quién va a llamar la ambulancia? ¿Quiénes van a estar allí para dar las direcciones exactas para que llegue la ambulancia a tiempo? Por ejemplo, los trabajadores, a lo mínimo, tienen que saber a dónde están trabajando. Tiene que especificar quién va a hacer qué, quién está encargado, qué pasos va a tomar si sucede una emergencia. Tienen que ellos poner por escrito ese plan.
Protégete de las enfermedades por el calor.
Sentar a esperar.
toda tu vida te maté la culpa de haberme robado una parte del alma. Y es lo que a vos te hace falta, alejarte de acá. Vos querés enseñar, pero te faltan ideas. Vos sabes señalar, pero espera que te vean. No quiero más verte pasar. Solo me quiero sentar.
Listening to Radio Bilingüe's youth radio program, Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, a program for youth by youth. Our guests today are from the Urban Arts Collaborative.
In our studio, we are speaking with artists from the Urban Arts Collaborative, Artist Nature and Artist Healing. The group seeks to change the public perception about some forms of art. At the same time, they teach others who have passion for art, sculpture, paint, murals, welding, graffiti, and among this, other forms of art. We continue with our conversation.
Not only is art healing, but you have also incorporated food and organic farming. Can you tell us about this food art?
Some of the food art that we do is to help kids develop more sense of what they're eating and how they can get more color and more flavors in their food. For me, it's like we watch TV and we have color there. So for me, it's questioning kids, what is television? And television is telling lies to our vision, so we want to create our own vision and our imagination and express ourselves through our own thoughts because they manifest. So it's like planting seeds in our head. So we use food as a way for kids to numb down how to stop from the fear that they create on certain food that we just buy but don't understand what's really happened to the animal. So a lot of the animals live in big farm industries, so these animals are abused. So when we eat these animals, we take their energy. So then we tend to be depressed or sad. So for me, it's really a knowledge of every species and everything that's alive. And for me, it's using food for kids to kind of participate as a family, as how they go buy the groceries at stores, and how to develop a sustainable Salinas and participating local and buying from local farmers and buying art from local artists. Mm-hmm. More of a development of how to maintain an eco-friendly environment for us to live in the long way for the next generations to come by. So a lot of the food that we eat here in Salinas when we go to the groceries, like 90% of it's processed food. It's not fresh. It's not alive. So we want to tend to kids to find more living things for them to feel more alive. Mm-hmm.
So this, what do you call this form of art?
For me, a form of art, it's how we came from riding in little sticks and how we used to look at the pyramids and they have little stick figures. and how it tells us how we're expressing ourselves. So for me, it's learning from our roots and observing plants and just re-educating and what we're not seeing. Because a lot of instincts see more than what we see. We probably only see like 30%. So if we look at it from other instincts' point of view, mm-hmm. have a better perspective of what we're not seeing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's time to close my eyes and let something manifest in my mind from a higher point of view.
Mm-hmm. What is this form of art called? Like the food art? Is there a specific name for it?
I call it raw food is, but there's also a conscience through it that we're developing as a community that's never been here, a leadership through the youth of understanding farming. So it has a whole different aspect. It's just how we participate every day for me was showing how what we're creating. Because for me, at this point, we vote with our dollar and what we want to create here. A lot of the big things that we have here is like Walmart and big industry that doesn't represent us. So for me, it's to understand that youth have a lot of awareness that we haven't consciously seen because we've been consciously trained or to only look at things one way. So for me, it's to see our brain, the left side and the right side, connect structure from a creative side and bring a whole balance to what we already have from nature and follow those routines as my cycle.
So what have people expressed about it, or what has their reaction been to this new form of art? And how do you start workshops and presentations with this?
Well, one way we do it is we share with the kids, you know, what they're eating and how they just participated for them and what they're putting in the system, and then kind of develop a sense with their parents and what they're eating daily and how this can come out more understanding that we can grow our own food and we can participate in our community by observing what we do.
Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo ven el crecimiento de las artes en nuestra ciudad o condado?
Well, I feel that if there's a big investment that the city needs to make, I think that just that if there's coordination within the city councils and coordination within city leaders and stakeholders, I think we are the discourse for the arts can be great. I feel that it can only be natural if we become that city, because if you look around other places in Salinas, the public art is more visible in other cities than it is here. So I think that this is an opportunity for all artists that want to do art in the city, you know, to speak out.
So in what way can the community support the Urban Arts Collaborative?
The collaborative is going to have is going to participate in the West End celebration happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5. And anybody who would like to get involved with the Urban Arts Collaborative or want to volunteer and share the space with us, they're more welcome to join us. It's going to be in Sand City this weekend, and it's going to be on it's like a couple of blocks, so people will probably find out. They can also come to our meetings when we meet with the collaborative on Mondays from 3 to 5, or they can join the community-based class that I teach on Wednesdays from 3 to 5. They can also look at us on Facebook with the Urban Arts Collaborative, Nature is Art, Art is Healing, and we also have an Instagram account.
What plans does the Urban Collaborative have for their future, workshops or expositions?
The Urban Arts Collaborative have different projects right now that they're in the process of being developing. Most of them are with the City of Salinas in public arts gardens and murals that are going to be happening, but there's also a bigger project, which is the studio space that we currently house, and that's the Old Women's Club. It's a beautiful building that I think the community can have a lot of saying on how this building is going to look like, especially artists who want to transform their city. And but also there's really, really like the part of one of the goals for the Urban Arts Collaborative is to have a real cultural center run by artists and by artists in East Salinas. And of course, I think there's always, like, you know, the professional development and the leadership of every UAC artist, mm-hmm. you know, and their families, really.
So we have a couple minutes left in our talk show. Is there anything else that you guys would like to share?
Well, I would like to invite people from the community to make a big investment in the arts and also to work in community so we can make Salinas, you know, one of those destinations in the world. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say something?
Well, the way that I use my art, it's to implement, like, the issues that are, mm-hmm. I see in my community. Like, I usually do, like, farm workers and the precisions that they're working every day. So for me, it's you can express yourself through art to see, you know, like, what do you see in your community? Mm-hmm. That's a way to put it out there.
Gracias a Juan Carlos González, Liz Rubalcaba, and Rudy Jimenez por acompañarnos hoy.
Thank you for being here with us, and best of luck to everything that you guys are trying to accomplish. Here at Radio Bilingüe, we support you 100%, so please come back anytime. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Your hosts for this edition of Alza Tu Voz are Lupita Zuniga
y Eduardo Velázquez.
We continue with Latin alternative music until 6 p.m.
Alza Tu Voz. Speak Out.
A program for us youth.
Con información para nosotros los jóvenes.
Take action.
Sé activo en tu comunidad.
Make a change in your community.
Sé un líder.
Nosotros también contamos. Speak Out.
Alza Tu Voz.
Salinas Youth Radio Project, sponsored by the David and Lucille Packer Foundation.